This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Oklahoma City beat New York in overtime, 128-122. Miami topped Brooklyn, 102-98. Meanwhile, the Clippers beat Indiana 91-89 without star forward Blake Griffin, who is out 4 to 6 more weeks following an embarrassing incident. He's undergone surgery for a fractured finger on his shooting hand sustained after he threw a punch at an equipment manager in Toronto Saturday. The hand fracture comes just as Griffin was nearing a return from another injury. In a statement, the Clippers say Griffin's conduct has no place in the organization. He's just saying that it could be. NFL Network cameras caught the exchange between Manning and New England coach Bill Belichick after Denver's 20-18 win over the Patriots in AFC Championship game on Sunday. Meanwhile, the NFL says it is conducting a comprehensive review of allegations that Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning had human growth hormone delivered to his house. New York Jets defensive lineman Sheldon Richardson will avoid jail time after pleading guilty to reduced charges connected to a high-speed police chase in suburban St. Louis. A St. Charles County judge sentenced the former University of Missouri star yesterday to 2 years of probation and 100 hours of community service after his July arrest for driving at speeds up to 143 miles per hour on an interstate highway near his off-season home. New York Giants place kicker Josh Brown and cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie are going to the Pro Bowl. The Giants say the two will replace a pair of injured New England Patriots. In the NHL, Anaheim tripled up Boston 6-2. Pittsburgh shut out New Jersey 2-0. Buffalo edged Ottawa 3-2. Anaheim forward Sean Horkoff has been suspended for 20 games for violating the terms of the NHL's performance-enhancing substance program. The 37-year-old claims he tried an unspecified treatment to speed up his recovery from an injury last fall, but didn't know it was prohibited by the league. In baseball, Yoenis Cespedes and the New York Mets have completed their $75 million 3-year contract, which gives the slugging outfielder a chance to terminate the deal after one season. Authorities say a former jockey agent has been charged with illegally accessing the New York Racing Association's computers. Law enforcers alleged yesterday that Manuel Mike Gonzalez of Oceanport, New Jersey, accessed the computer system 170 times over 15 months. They say he paid a NYRA employee $100 a month for use of his logon and password. The University of Texas says former NFL and Longhorns quarterback Vince Young will keep his job after his drunken driving arrest late Sunday. Tennis governing bodies have announced they will commission an independent review of their anti-corruption unit to restore public confidence in our sport, following media reports that possible evidence of match fixing was not properly investigated. The creation of the review was announced at the Australian Open on Wednesday. Last week, the BBC and BuzzFeed News published reports saying tennis authorities failed to thoroughly investigate evidence of match fixing involving a core group of 16 players who have ranked in the top 50 over the past decade. No players were named. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.